Denali National Park is testing two new hybrid buses. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the vehicles are the final prototypes to be tested by the Park Service at Denali as part of a grant-funded effort to reduce pollution.
The new 14 and 32-passenger shuttles are manufactured by Colorado-based Lightning Hybrids. Company spokeswoman Bonnie Trowbridge says just like hybrid electric vehicles, the buses employ a system that captures braking energy.
Same thing, only we're not using batteries. We're using pressure.
Trowbridge says the buses use braking to pressurize hydraulic fluid.
And then when you accelerate, all that pressure is available and used to move that vehicle forward.
Trowbridge says the diesel engine only operates above 40 miles per hour when it's most efficient. The new Denali buses are the latest funded by a grant to test hybrid technology on the park road. Denali National Park Commercial Services Specialist Andrew Gertsch says two previously tested school bus-sized hybrid electric vehicles proved less efficient, quiet, and durable than hoped.
That was expected, to be honest, but we really wanted to test that to prove, just to document where the technology is now and why it's not working. The silt, the really fine dirt on the park road just really wreaked havoc.
Gertsch says the agency has changed its focus to the smaller shuttles employing the hydraulic system and testing them on short routes along the paved front country section of the park road.
The more the vehicle stops, the more fuel economy it has. So the two buses were integrated into the Riley Creek campground loop and the Savage Loop.
Regular park buses are monochrome painted school buses, but the new shuttles feature full-color wildlife imagery wrapping.
Because it is in the era of the National Park Service Centennial, and we have our Denali Park Centennial next year, we decided to use some remaining funds to hire an advertising agency to give some messaging to the exterior of these buses.
Gertsch says the hybrid bus technology has potential beyond the park as local mass transit options are considered along the park's highway between Healy and Cantwell. He also notes that park concessioner Doyon Aramark brought 10 cleaner operating propane-fired buses online this summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.